favorite nephew back there if you people were getting tired of hearing me, and he said no. Is that right? Okay, here we go. Sorry.
That's good. Very good.
June the 19th, 1910. The nation's first Father's Day was celebrated on June the 19th, 1910, in Spokane, Washington. A Father's Day had been observed in Fairmont, West Virginia, 2 years earlier with little publicity. However, it was not until 1972, 58 years after President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official, that the day honoring fathers became a nationwide holiday in the United States. Curiously, circumstances led other founders to select the month of June. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson had endorsed the idea, and in 1924, Calvin Coolidge recommended national observance of the day to impress upon fathers the full measure of their obligation and strengthen intimate times between fathers and children. It was 1966 before President Johnson established the third Sunday as the day of the celebration. It was made official in 1972 when President Nixon signed it. The ideas of fatherhood are strong in the Bible. Unlike the gods of other religions, the Christian God is portrayed as a living father. Christ described God as his own intimate father and claimed to show himself what the Father was like. God gave his beloved Son for the salvation of the world. Consequently, whenever the Christian idea has prospered, fatherhood has taken on deeper and more lyrical meaning. The tender appeals of the apostles of John and Paul to their children help foster this attitude. Why? What makes a dad? God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth and summer sun, the calm of a quiet sea, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of the ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning and spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of a family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, he knew his masterpiece was complete, and so he called it Dad.
You know she's taller than me. That's how her as big as us.
Oh well. I'm going to tell you about my dad. My dad taught us respect, but it wasn't that he said you have to respect. We just did. It was the 50s when I was in elementary school, and it was, if Dad was talking with someone else, I stood there, it seemed like for hours. Might have been 10 minutes, but it seemed like for hours. I didn't stand on one foot and the other foot. I stood there. You didn't interrupt an adult who was speaking, especially Dad. Mom said Dad never did spank any four of us. Mom did. But Dad controlled us with his voice. He could bring me to tears with his voice. This is called, it's by Virginia DeGroat. My father was a quiet man, beloved by one and all. Everyone who knew my dad, fond memories can recall. He lived a very humble life, content with what he had. I never heard him once complain, this dad that this man who was my dad. He farmed the land most all his life and planted seeds in season. The seed he sowed in the deepest grows in my right and reason. He taught me right from infant up, and in his gentle way, he really drove the lesson home by living it each day. He gave me many gifts in life and that money cannot buy. I treasure the gifts of honesty and truth. I treasure very high. He taught me to be thankful for whatever things we had. But most of all, I'm thankful that I had him for my dad. And I wrote this for the girls, gave the girls a copy. I think it fits their dad just as well.
Thank you.